that guy ain't shit. Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing.
Where are the stars in this piece of shit?
I am Big Kev.
Why do they call you Big Kev?
Ooh. I am OG.
Oh, look, he's got a billion toys.
I am Scapegoat.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
OG's not actually racist against many people.
There is no racial bigotry here. Here you are all equally worthless.
I'm not really angry all the time.
This is Kevin destroying the Toy Beast Legends box set.
Fucking garbage! Why?
You know how I know that you're gay?
How? Because you're gay and you can tell who other gay people are?
I know it's fun. You're like, hey, I found buttons. Yeah. Let's push them to piss me off.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis?
BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
Hey guys, Frank here. Saw Avengers last night, thought it was pretty great. Gotta say, really liked the storyline between Banner, Hulk, and Tasha. I thought the way they sort of handled it was great. Like the Hulk's reaction towards the end, don't really want to go into it too much and spoil it, but, you know, kind of call back to the old Hulk comics that, were done in the 60s and 70s. Anyway, love the movie, love the show, guys. Take it easy. Bye.
Hey, guys, it's Cleveland at CLE Steven on Twitter. Enjoy the show. Just listened to it earlier. Great show, as always. I wanted to say that I did agree with the overall review, you guys' kind of review of Age of Ultron. I loved it. Definitely want to see the longer cut, some of the scenes. I did know that some people mentioned about the scene with Thor going into the cave, that I guess there was more to that process they cut, and they cut out a scene with Loki. Be interested to see, you know, the full release once it comes out on DVD, if they show the whole thing. Did want to ask one kind of cool question. Not sure this has ever been debated, but who do you think would win a race, the Flash or Quicksilver? I would think it was long distance. The Flash would win because he didn't seem to get tired, whereas in Age of Ultron, Quicksilver did seem to have an issue catching his breath a couple of the times. So just kind of a fun thing to think about. As always, enjoy the show. Take care, guys.
Hello.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's the most non-enthusiasm I've heard out of you in quite some time.
Yep.
Well, are you tired?
The goat is down today.
Oh, I'm sorry.
More like goat cheese.
He's under the weather.
Ooh, yikes. Are you? Is it allergies?
I'm like Manchego.
Terrible. Is it allergies or you're not feeling...
No, I don't think it's allergies.
You're just not feeling life these days.
Yeah, you know.
He's feeling it. It's weighing upon him.
Well, these things happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this time of year.
Oh, yeah.
It's rough this spring sometimes for some people.
The transition of the seasons always gets Scapegoat down.
Well, you know, it happens.
He's just making shit up.
He'd rather be outside in the pen.
But to donate.
Yes.
To make me feel better.
Yes. You can go right over to BigKevsGeekStuff.com, hit the donate button.
That's right.
We're starting that right now today.
That's right.
Because New York Comic Con is around the corner, and we would sure like to be there to see all you guys and have prizes and raffles and exclusives and stuff.
And of course, don't forget to support the Amazon, because that's really very, very helpful for us.
Yeah, you're buying stuff anyway.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You're buying stuff. So, like, you know, here you go. And if you're thinking about becoming a Prime member, that's really good for us if you do through our link.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
If you become a Prime member through our link,
yeah,
that's a thing? Because I've been considering becoming a Prime member.
That is a thing.
Do I need a device to access the Prime?
No.
TV?
Oh, yes. Well, on your computer, you can access it.
A web-connected device.
Yeah.
Just
your Blu-ray player, yeah, your Fire Stick. I think even your Apple TV might have connection to it.
No.
I don't think it does.
No.
And okay. Your Xbox One, I think, probably has it.
Oh, yeah, does that? I got one of those.
Yeah. So, you're talking about streaming from Prime?
Yeah. It has another purpose?
Any smart device? Well, the shipping.
What? You mean you can also get discount shipping, OG? He said as if he didn't know.
Oh, you.
What is this?
Radio? Come on, I'm trying to promote Prime so that people buy it through our link.
You sure are.
You said it was so good.
You sure are.
You said it was a good thing.
It is a fantastic thing. I've been a member for years. I like
Prime. I'm just saying.
I like the Fire Stick. I like Kindle. Oh, with Prime, you also get access to that select Kindle library. There's a lot of benefits to being a Prime member.
Yeah.
Oh. It's a good
thing. Can I access that Kindle material on, say, the Kindle app on my iPad?
Yes, I believe as long as you're logged in through your Prime account, you are good to go.
Well, there it is.
So there you go. So, yes, please continue to support the show through all of those myriad ways. It helps us.
And how much is the Prime service?
It just went up. The price just went up. It was $80 a year. I don't know what it went up to.
Oh.
I apologize.
Okay.
$100 a year, maybe? Something like that.
Do you do payments or they hit you all
one
for
one time? It's a one time. They whack you.
Okay.
But for me, I buy Prime. I buy shit on Prime like
every day.
Regularly.
Do you buy it through the link?
No, I cannot. I cannot buy it through the link because it is linked through my. I cannot buy it through the link.
Can your family buy it through the link?
No.
Oh, that stinks. So.
But anyway, there you go. Prime and donate button. All of those fun things. Use it. Help us out.
Yeah.
On this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 373, and we're calling it...
Begathon.
No, we're not doing a Begathon this year. We begged and pleaded last year, and our listeners were very supportive. This year, we're merely saying it would be really helpful, but we're not quite begging.
Okay.
We haven't gotten there yet.
What do you want?
Now listen. Come September,
we'll get there.
If you're not helpful,
oh yeah.
If you're not helpful from May to September, it might become Begathon. But I'm hoping we don't get there.
Here's what it is. Do you ever listen to NPR?
I do.
When they have the drive, right? But here's the thing. They have a thing where they're like, you know what? If you donate so much and so much by this date, you can buy back an entire weekend of programming where we won't interrupt you begging you for money for NPR. It's the same with this show.
I feel like NPR's. Whatever they are, programming marathons or membership marathons.
Yeah.
I feel like they're like, and it's going to be, this is our spring marathon, but I feel like their winter marathon ended last week.
It always feels like it just ended.
Right? Yeah. It does. And I like NPR. Don't get me wrong. But anyway, we're
well, how else can they pay for that independent reporting great coverage that you're used to in programs such as these?
That's right. Radio Lab.
This American Life.
That's what it is.
The Moth.
With Leonard Lope. All right. So anyway, we're not plugging NPR any longer. We're not plugging the PayPal button any longer for now, but before the end of the show probably. But we are going to get on with this episode of the show. We are calling it Canceled, Renewed, or Picked Up, because that's pretty big in the news this week.
No.
And it's about the marriage.
Isn't Renewed and Picked Up the same thing?
No,
absolutely not.
Canceled. Picked Up because they're new.
Picked Up is new.
Oh, correct. Okay. I got you.
Yeah. So, for example, teaser, Supergirl got picked up for a full season. So, there you go. There's a teaser for when we get to that segment.
Gotcha.
Isn't that really a teaser for next year's Canceled?
Yeah, it could be.
It's actually a teaser for hopefully the thing that pushes Gotham over the cliff because they're airing at the same time.
They're going. Actually, I want Supergirl to do fantastic if it means Gotham takes the brunt of her. Kryptonite fist.
Ugh.
Anyway, awful. I hope she gives him a kryptonite bugger.
It's awesome. I hope they just kill each other. That's what I hope happens.
In the crossover premiere, they both kill each other.
That would be great.
We had voicemails to open up the show.
We did.
The first voicemail, new listener.
Yeah.
New first-time caller.
Clearly.
Thank you.
Clearly a guy who wants to win a prize.
That's right. So we said last week that for the next couple of weeks, all voicemails left on the GVM line will be placed into the running to win our free comic book day swag. I don't want to call it a swag bag because that kind of downplays.
Box.
It's a swag box.
They have to call the what?
The cask of swag. Line. At 425-920-6050.
There you go.
See what I did there?
I do. I see what you did there. So thank you for your call. We appreciate it always. Our second caller, fairly new listener, but dedicated GVM caller.
Not a new listener anymore.
Is it? I don't think it's been quite a year.
You
yet.
Cannot have like 8 phone calls have appeared on this show and be a new listener.
I'm talking about the amount of time that he's listened to the show as compared to other people.
Well,
anyway,
well.
So yes, Cleveland called in this week, and uh-huh. Of course he loves the show, and we love him for calling in. But he had a question, and his question seems like it should be a very simple question until you start to really think about it.
Uh huh.
So his question, of course, was who would be faster, right? And who would win?
Quicksilver or the Flash?
Or the Flash. The problem is he's qualifying it by 2 specific versions of those characters.
Right.
So using those versions that he's used, then yeah, I guess the Flash would win because Quicksilver seems to be able to run out of breath if he pushes himself too much, whereas the Flash... from the TV show, not so much.
Which Quicksilver would be faster? The one from Avengers or the one from X-Men Days of Future Past? Right.
But then you could also say which Quicksilver... Now, the Quicksilver from the books, I don't think he suffers any deterioration of his power based on the length of time that he uses it. And neither does the Flash, by the way. So from the book, they would be neck and neck. I don't know Quicksilver from...
The age of figuring those kind of questions out, isn't that a little behind us? Didn't they have Superman and Flash race at one point to find out who was faster? Yeah, and
I just think it's an interesting stuff. Question because it highlights the too many existences of these characters.
No,
comic
agreed.
Books, movie, other movie, cartoon...
TV.
Comic book, TV, other movie, other TV show, other TV show, in case of the Flash. Flash has been in a lot of spots.
Mm-hmm.
Smallville, Flash. The upcoming Justice League movie.
Arrow.
Well, yeah. I mean, so it's just, it's a myriad. So, yes. There you go.
It's the third time we've gotten a myriad.
But you know what?
What a veritable cornucopia of uses of myriad.
There
today.
You go. I'm going to toss it out there. Who do you think would be the fastest? Give us a call at the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
I really just wanted to hear him say it again. Be honest with you. All right. Let's
if you make that phone call, it's kind of like the 80s calling us.
That's right.
Where you buy those encyclopedias that they make, where they have the different power levels of the X-Men.
The Encyclopedia so Britannica? Compare.
Do you know what I'm talking
about? No, it was the official handbook of the Marvel Universe is actually what he's referring to.
Yeah. And then there was a card series that was similar to that had the power ratings and stuff like that, remember?
Yeah, but that was all pulled from the same information. But
was it books, pulling from the same information?
The books came first. I remember the DC version was Who's Who in the DC Universe. I actually have some original pages from Who's Who in the DC Universe. I have the Dart page by Jose Luis Garcia Lopez. Dart is the female lead character from the awesome book with the unfortunate name Atari Force.
Right.
The book, however, was fantastic science fiction.
Unbelievable.
No, really, seriously.
No, I don't doubt it.
I wish they'd trade it. Cause
who put that? Was DC?
DC, yeah, okay. DC. Because DC also did the little, in the 80s and late 70s, they did little tiny books. I don't know that they were called Atari Force or not. I can't recall. But they were little books that came like with some Atari games and maybe the Atari system. And I think they owned the name. And somehow they tied those characters in that book, which really had nothing at all to do with Atari.
Games, right? Yeah.
They kind of made a comic book after the fact that I think is in some way connected to those. I don't recall what the connection is.
Captain N and the Power Glove is what this sounds like, just the predecessor to it.
It was a really good science fiction book, really solid.
Well, let's get to this week's namesake.
Okay.
We'll get to that topic first. What do you want to go with? Renewed, canceled, or picked up?
Canceled.
Canceled?
Absolutely.
Canceled is easy. Constantine was the big one.
But...
Just wanted to get that out of the way first.
Yeah, and that's really the only one that I had on my canceled list that really stung.
Weird Loners got canceled.
Yeah. Kitchen Nightmare got canceled, by the way. Don't you watch Kitchen Nightmares?
Kitchen Nightmares was already ending. So it's not that it got canceled. Oh, okay. He ended the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Constantine, so the good news about Constantine is that NBC did give them the right to shop it around, which of course they immediately did. And both
so Netflix
the team behind no actually the team behind Constantine actors and creative directors were very interested in of course pursuing the CW And most of the actors, especially Stephen Amell, was like, bring him over to us now. And the CW was like, well, we're actually going to set up a meeting and we'll discuss it. So.
Oh. Wait a minute. So
there does exist a possibility.
So just so we're clear, Ra's al Ghul was like, hey, I'm going to control the fate of this organization by telling you need to hire these people.
I mean,
and they are doing that.
And they are doing it. Yeah. No. So the CW has expressed interest. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to pick it up. But the possibility for it to happen.
But that means it could exist. Be in the same.
That would be amazing.
That isn't that what we wanted all
of
along?
Of course, that's what we wanted all along.
That is such good news.
That is great news.
I've never been happier about a show getting canceled.
If it happens.
And if it happens, what it really means is it opens up it reopens up another aspect of that TV universe that they haven't really felt the need to. Or had the opportunity to explore it.
The magic.
Yeah, the magic and mysticism.
Just like Doctor Strange in the Marvel Universe.
Right. So I'm totally okay with that.
Oh, yeah, me too.
So there's the canceled list.
Nice.
All right, let's go to Renewed. And then we'll
do, wait, hold on. Wait,
he
hold
somehow
on.
Made that canceled list positive.
I know, right?
Well done.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Wait, was Hotel Hell canceled?
I didn't see it on the list.
Okay.
Who cares?
There's a couple other shows I saw that were canceled.
Clearly I
Forever?
Care.
Not Forever.
Yeah, was, Forever?
That was canceled.
That was, what's his name's show? Mr. Fantastic.
That's ironic, right?
Yeah.
Forever, but not really.
But not really.
What else was that? Do you remember anything else that was on there?
No, that was the big...
Those are the big ones?
Yeah. It was weird. Like, a lot of genre stuff... A lot of the stuff that was canceled actually was already ending.
Right.
Constantine was really the big genre one, I think.
Huh.
So, let's go to Renewed very quickly. And then we can pick up with pickups.
Hey.
So, what I'm calling the shocker on the Renewed list... Powers got renewed by PlayStation Network.
Well, it doesn't cost anything, so
yeah. But I had not heard a single positive thing about the show. Well, most people that are like, I don't really.
Maybe because it's the PlayStation Network and it has the Freshman Blues. They're going to see if the second season kind of catches on.
Yeah, look, I mean, kudos to them. Maybe it'll allow them to grow the show a little bit, and they've got to figure out a way to reach an audience outside of the PlayStation Network, though. That's got to be hurting them.
Yeah,
and I'm a PlayStation guy, but still, I mean, just in general, like that's got to be hurting them.
I'd be watching it, but I don't have PlayStation.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be upset while watching it, apparently, but I don't have PlayStation.
The other shocker on the Renewed list is Agent Carter got renewed for a second season.
Why is that
shocking?
Because it didn't do well ratings-wise. We all loved it, right? As a collective community, it was well-received.
Yeah.
But as far as the ratings were concerned, it did not do well.
It's a mid-season replacement show.
I understand, but it did not do well.
Well,
so...
It'll do well in the second
maybe
season.
Maybe it did well enough on streams and all that kind of stuff.
Look, I think it was a combination of fan response, and it did well enough to warrant. But what we don't know is...
And ABC is owned by Disney?
Of course. What we don't know, though, is what the renewal entails. Is it another eight episodes? Is it more episodes?
I think they should both be 13-episode series.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly.
Do you really agree with that after... Did you watch the season finale?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
I have not yet watched
it. And it was a great season finale.
I really
like it. Which is why I would like to watch more of those kinds of episodes and not 12 episodes of nothing in between.
Okay. I feel you.
Okay.
Shield was picked up since we're talking about
totally,
Shield.
Totally. Yeah.
So that's
even at the end renewed. Of the season finale, they said Agents of Shield will return next fall on
I guess this should have been on the canceled list, but I saved it to talk with Shield and Carter. That spinoff show that they were teasing
never doing
is not happening.
Yep.
That's
Sword.
Off the table. Well, yeah, that's what we said it might be, but it's not happening, so that's off the table.
They're getting to the point now where they don't want to be overexposed and oversaturated because now they have the Netflix shows are going to start piling on as well. So
good on them for making that call.
It is. Yeah, I totally agree with that call.
iZombie was picked up for a second season.
Good. It's awesome.
It is a great show. I'm up to date on iZombie.
And they keep surprising me.
I'm not. I haven't seen it yet.
It's really fun. I really was afraid that it was going to fall into... I really was afraid it was going to fall into just...
A parody of itself?
Yeah, and just become like a comedic procedural in a weird way. And I guess because of the variations on the main character and the fact that everybody on the show is actually really strong as far as characters go. Even the villain on the show is a good villain.
Yep.
it's managed to stay fun each week and kind of reinvent itself sort of each week. And so I'm absolutely glad that it got picked up. I'm not really surprised. And then Orphan Black already got its season renewal as well.
Did it really?
Season 4, yeah.
Wow.
And Orphan Black this season, which I was really afraid going into this season.
Yep.
I think it's doing great. I think the guy that plays Caster is good. I think the twists that they've introduced so far, or the, maybe it's not a twist, but the
reveals,
the reveals on the mythos that they've created have been great, and I didn't see it coming. So I don't, either I'm dumb or they played it well. So I'm not surprised that got picked up either.
Definitely.
So I now have a vested interest in
Orphan Black
in seeing that program.
Yes.
So can I borrow your season?
Yes,
one?
I will. I will loan you season one of Orphan Black.
Thank you, because I think you can watch it. I think 2 and half of 3 are up on demand.
Yeah, well, that makes sense because 3 is happening.
There's only 4 episodes out, I think.
Yeah. Yes,
but the season, but it's a short season, right? How many episodes is it in Orphan Black? Is it 11 episodes?
Something like that.
Yeah. So I mean,
oh, cool! I can blow through it quick.
Also on the renewed list, this was actually last week and we didn't talk about it, but Red Dwarf got picked up for two additional series. So kudos to the Red Dwarf.
Rah.
You waited for years and years and years, and now it's like a fucking Red Dwarf vomit coaster. But I'm okay with it because I love Red Dwarf.
Me too. And I don't think I'm caught up on all of the...
I am not caught up. I did not see that last season.
Did they put it out?
They did, and I just never picked it up. And I should buy it through Amazon Prime. And so should all of our listeners.
Hey.
And where can I buy it on Amazon Prime in order to benefit the show?
Go to bkgeekstuff.com and click on the big old Amazon link, or
amazon.bkgeekstuff.com.
There you go. Those Boom. Are two viable resources. Let's go to picked up.
Okay.
I'm gonna start with
The Muppets.
Now I was gonna start with the Muppets.
I didn't see that trailer yet, but I heard it's very good.
It looks very funny.
Yeah.
Pepe was not in the trailer, which has me sad.
Uh oh.
But he's got to be on the show. He's well loved.
Is it old style?
No, it's weird. So it's meta,
yeah.
In a weird way.
Okay.
So it's the show is gonna surround the Muppets and their lives.
Okay.
Right? But one of the aspects on the show is that they're putting on a show.
Right.
So like in the trailer, they're in the writer's room of the Muppet show.
Right.
But there's stuff
I get it.
However, we don't really know if this is what it's going to be like, because this is footage that they made in order to pitch it so that it got greenlit. So this trailer is made out of test footage that made them greenlight the show in the first place.
Correct. But when I read the synopsis, that's kind of what the synopsis was as well. And you kind of see it like, you know, they try to bring... you're right. It could change. But I'm okay with that. If it's like a show within a show... I'm okay with that. That's a good plot. And
so
good work.
So they're not like putting on air quotes a live show in a theater like the original Muppet show.
No, it's not like that, and it's not like Muppets Tonight either.
Right.
So it's sort of a weird thing, but cool. I'm okay with it. The trailer looked really fun.
I wonder if Big Rat will be involved.
Maybe. Hey, you know, he's got some ins, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he has ins with the wrong.
The other side.
The other side.
Big Rat visited us at Eastside Mags.
He did.
We were there for free comic book day.
Yeah, it was very nice. Mm-hmm. I miss Big Rat.
I do too.
Legends of Tomorrow also got a full season order. That is the third CW show.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah.
Legends of Tomorrow is an interesting choice.
Yeah. Well, it's because the lead on the show, although they've been really teasing that it's Adam, the lead on the show is Rip Hunter. And the premise of the show is that he comes back from a future timeline to try to correct things. And so...
How is that not season one of The Flash?
I wouldn't be surprised if something that happens in the season finale of The Flash is somehow tied into the first episode of...
Like they fight...
Yes, yeah, Professor... something. Yeah, like, right, exactly. Maybe Reverse Flash is in it, or we get some sort of tease.
Yeah.
But look, I'm okay with that universe. I think they've been treating it pretty... Even though there's so much Arrow hate going on right now.
Oh, a lot of Arrow hate right now.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
You know why? I'll tell you why.
I mean, I haven't been involved in it, so I don't know what they're saying. But I don't have a problem with it.
I think part of it is that I feel like this... Like, halfway through the season, they started kind of like... shaking off the CW, sort of like brushing off the CW aspects of the show, because the storytelling really took a different tone this season.
And I'm
okay with it because I think it's great storytelling. Yeah. It doesn't feel like that CW...
One Tree Hill.
Yeah. No, they committed.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It's like what they did in the first season where you thought, oh no, there's no way the actual earthquake thing will go off. Yeah. Oh my God, what the fuck? They just blew up half the city.
Right.
That's pretty badass. They did the same thing. The whole time I was thinking, wow, you know what's really annoying about this plot line? He'll never actually become rot. Like, I was annoyed.
Yeah.
And then he did. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. I mean, granted, I do think that it has felt a little drawn out at times. But overall, I think it's been a strong season. So, but obviously Arrow and Flash were renewed, by the way, but I think that happened.
Can you explain to me the timeline of what happened in the Flash finale? Sorry, it wasn't the finale. In this most recent Flash episode.
Okay. Well, there's one of two things. Flash is actually ahead of Arrow by a week because of those goofy weeks that they took off. So it's possible, but that's what everybody thought, but no, because in tonight's Arrow, Ollie calls in that favor without giving out any spoilers from Flash.
Oh, does
Ollie
he?
Calls in the favor tonight. So what I think happens
that doesn't
is,
make sense.
What I think happens is Ollie is obviously at Nanda Parbat doing all of his stuff, right?
Yeah.
But he obviously snuck away, which he's done two or three times before. It's not like this is a big thing. He snuck away to help him.
I mean, maybe it'll make sense tonight,
right?
On Arrow,
I'm guessing there'll be some sort of throwaway line that links it back together.
Okay,
can I throw something out to you?
Sure.
Are you aware Stephen Amell was at Philly?
I was aware that Stephen Amell was at Philly, and I would have loved to have gone, but there was no way I was paying the $200 VIP ticket to get anywhere near that.
Is that what it was?
He was one of those. He was one of, like, David Tennant was one.
Yeah, yeah.
Stephen Amell was one.
Oh.
And Billy Piper was one.
Right.
And you have to buy, like, one of those packages, you know?
Yeah.
It's like 200 fucking bucks. I'm sorry. I'm like, no.
No.
Okay, got happening. It. Got it.
Too sorry. Much pimping.
If another opportunity somewhere along the line, I get the opportunity to meet him. If I have to go to his winery and buy a bottle of his wine and do it that way, I'll do it that way.
His winery?
Yeah, he started a winery, Knocking Point Winery, and actually the wine has been very well received.
What the fuck?
A lot of the money goes to charity. A lot of it goes back into the winery. It's been around for 2 years now, I think, so it's kind of new.
Wow!
And the wine is actually decent, from what I understand.
Where's
I
know the a winery?
People, I think it's out in California.
Sounds like sounds like a great date place.
Yeah. It's out in Cali.
I'm just saying,
Knocking Point Winery.
That would be quite the date.
It's
sir.
Elegant. It's like elegant geek datery.
Yeah. Yeah, and he shows up and he does like presentations and stuff.
Oh yeah,
so,
yeah. Just hang out at the winery for a few days.
Fucking awesome.
Here again. Steven's not here.
Actually, as a matter of fact, right. At Philadelphia, he hosted a Knocking Point event one of the nights.
Oh, he did.
He did
a fucking wine tasting.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, at some local spot or something.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, actually, you know who's a part of the club? Like, you can join the wine club. Our friend Mannix.
Oh, really?
Part of that club.
Wow.
Yeah. Other shows that were picked up, though, getting back on track.
I want him and Nick Offerman to like make bottles of wine together. Like he can make special
like
wooden cask things for the yeah.
You know, we're getting completely off topic, but yep. I feel like I have to just bring this up very quickly.
Sure.
I went to the only licensed meadery in New Jersey. I didn't mention this, right?
No, you didn't.
Meadery in New Jersey 2 weeks ago, and it is fantastic. The product that they're putting out is fantastic, and it's close. It's like 15 minutes from here.
Wow.
Melovino Meadery.
That sounds awesome.
Yes, I will give you guys the details, but you should check them out online. They put out really good wine. It was so good, I joined their membership club. Oh. So I get like a case every quarter.
That's pretty cool.
All their like unique blends and stuff. So anyway, Supergirl was also picked up. We talked about that.
Okay, great. Whatever.
We're on Renewed, sir.
And then the... No, we're not on Renewed. We had moved to
Picked Up. Oh, we're on Picked Up. Yeah, sorry.
And then the two that I'm not excited about. The first one that I'm not excited about, I'm calling it What If Constantine Met Castle.
No, come on. That trailer was awesome.
Really?
It didn't, oh, my God. That was the best one.
It didn't do it for me.
Oh, my God. I love it.
I think it'll be fun. I don't think it's groundbreaking at all.
I love it.
I'm not saying, oh my God, it's amazing.
Maybe it'll be great. I'll give it a go.
But I like the...
should say we're talking about Lucifer.
Yes, we're talking about Lucifer. I like the main actor from Rush,
yeah,
which was a almost good series that a USA had that got canceled very quickly.
Right.
So I like him. I think he fits the role really well. Once I saw him as casting, I'm like, oh yeah, good choice.
Yeah.
And I also like the lead actress, the detective... Shay on Chicago Fire, who did a really good job as that character. So you put those people together, that sounds like a pretty interesting role.
Right.
And then whatever the name of that guy is who's on Suits, I guess he's an angel, right? The Hell Angel thing?
Yeah.
He's a Hell's Angel?
They're all angels.
Can you say that?
Even Lucifer is an angel.
I mean, he was an angel.
I'm talking about the guy that comes down with the actual wings in the trailer.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Still an angel.
That looked very Constantine-y, by the way.
Yeah.
I was like, interesting.
Sir, Lucifer's still an angel.
Yes.
Cast down, still an angel.
Fallen angel. We got it.
Okay. That's nice.
I was specifically talking about the ones with the wings. That was my bad. Look, maybe it'll be fun. I'll give it a watch. I gave Gotham a watch.
Of the myriad of trailers that you sent, that was by far my favorite one.
And then the one that I just think is going to absolutely fail and kind of makes me wish that they would have just, you know, given Almost Human a second season.
Oh, God, yeah.
Is Minority Report. I'm not excited about it.
What?
Yeah,
really?
I absolutely, as a sequel
to the movie?
So here's the problem. First of all, that's not a sequel to the movie. At all.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. If anything, it's before the movie.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
They're the first two precogs, aren't they?
Yeah, who are released at the end of the movie, and now they're grown up and on their own.
Weren't the precogs in the movie those girls?
One girl, two boys.
Yeah, but they were older. These are younger.
No, they weren't.
I don't think it's a direct sequel to the movie.
It absolutely is.
It's absolutely not.
It's not the same actors.
Even if it is.
It doesn't mean it's not a sequel.
Even if it is, it doesn't have the right budget to make this work. Who cares?
Even if it is a sequel. I'm not saying that the concept isn't great.
Yeah.
The trailer did nothing for me.
No, I wasn't excited at all.
That's all. I'm basing it just on the trailer.
You're both insane.
And then the last trailer.
Yeah, you are. It's the girl. She's grown up. The two boys, they're grown up. He doesn't want to be in hiding anymore. They were hiding in the barn. They even showed the same fucking barn. I got
the feeling from that trailer.
I get it.
That the precogs were new to that world in the trailer.
No.
And in the movie, the precogs were an established thing.
No, they show them in flashback.
No, there's even a scene where they're talking like, remember when we used to prevent these things?
Yeah.
And now all we do is mop them up.
Well, that's not precogs talking.
That's the cops.
Yeah, that's the cops talking about when the time with precogs.
The three of them.
Yeah, no, I know that it's a sequel to the movie.
Really?
I just, okay.
You said it wasn't five seconds ago.
Right, but I don't know if it's a sequel to it. It's exactly what happened in the movie, or it's mostly the events in the movie. Like, it's not the same cast.
It's not the same cast. That doesn't mean it's not a sequel to the movie.
I understand that. I'm saying, is
Jurassic
it a
Park
every
is
movie?
A sequel.
I'm
no
saying,
one in the cast is.
I'm
the
saying
same.
Is every that's not Beauty the same Bob. At all. I'm saying is every moment in the movie happened. And this is exactly what happened after that.
Correct.
Then the world doesn't really make sense because, like, the same kind of advertising and technology, like, the design doesn't match.
Yeah. Maybe it'll be good. I'm sure that I will watch a couple episodes to give it a try. The trailer
but
just
Almost Human was close. And
yeah.
I liked that show.
I really liked Almost Human.
Yeah.
And then the last trailer I want to talk about very quickly, Sense8.
Yeah.
Excellent. Right?
Which is a Netflix series or an Amazon series?
Netflix. Really good.
It does look really good. I have no idea. But
it's a Wachowski series.
That's the problem.
And what's nice is that they have plenty of time, so it's not going to be Cloud Atlas where this could be good if you had six more hours to explain what the fuck you're talking about. I'm not worried about that. It's just, it looks so ambitious that it's either going to completely fall apart or it's going to be really good, which is every Wachowski thing ever made.
But here's where I think it'll be saved. I feel like it's ambitious storytelling, but it is not ambitious effects driven.
What are you talking about?
It didn't seem like it was ambitious effects driven. I think
it's absolutely ambitious. Just so we're clear.
Where are the effects?
Can I finish the fucking sentence first? I don't mean effects driven like there's going to be an insane amount of CG like Ultron style where we need to have, you know, robots and that kind of thing.
Right.
I mean the fact that like there's a serious amount of shooting and being able to shoot in the middle of Tokyo and intercut with the middle of a ballet studio in LA kind of fucking thing where the actors are supposed to be each other will it match up?
But again, I feel like some of the problems, even that The Matrix had and Cloud Atlas had, I think that's some of that stuff got so bogged down in the visuals that the storytelling suffered. I think this one, the storytelling has a lot more room to grow because the visuals, while here, there, and everywhere else, is not as demanding as those types of movies. That's what I meant by effects.
Okay.
I think the storytelling has a lot more room in this than in those movies. And again, I'm basing this on a minute and a half trailer.
No, I totally... And that's what I mean. We haven't really seen anything.
Well, in 3 weeks, we'll know.
Exactly. So, right.
That's what's weird. This I remember reading about this show coming out for a really long time. I remember the thing about how the CEO of Netflix said he saw a cut of Cloud Atlas that was awesome and 5 hours long. And then all of a sudden, it's like, by the way, it's out in a couple weeks.
He'd be like, oh, okay.
Wait, what? Well, when did they shoot this?
Well, you didn't talk about Jem and the holograms.
Oh, yeah. Well, those were actually, because Jem is not a trailer, TV. But we can quickly talk about Scream. Scream is happening. Okay. All right, now we can talk about Jem and the holograms.
There we go. You want a trailer that sucked?
I mean, it's not even that it sucked. It's that it doesn't really tell you anything. I was a fan of the film franchise, at least the first couple, and I'm always worried about anything that MTV puts out.
Yep.
There's my synopsis of Scream. Let's talk about Jem and the Holograms and how it's nothing like Jem and the Holograms.
How about there are no holograms?
And how about right? That's a good point. And very quickly, for those of you who are saying, "Ugh, it's just another Josie and the Pussycats," how dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you?
Josie and the Pussycats was a fine cinematic achievement.
That was a fantastic movie,
both musically.
Yes!
And casting, it really was.
Quite possibly Tara Reid's best performance ever.
And I've said this before, and I get strange looks every time I say happening? It.
Right from Scapegoat right now!
If you really go back and watch Josie and the Pussycats, it is such a great social commentary that's buried in this ridiculous plot that it's really, really good. I've watched that movie easily a dozen times.
What the fuck is happening right now on this show?
And the soundtrack. You. I know every word to the soundtrack.
In all seriousness, have you seen it?
No.
All right. I want you to watch it.
Ooh, an assignment.
And give it a legitimate shot.
Next week, folks.
Give it a legitimate chance.
Not next week.
Tune in. Two weeks.
2 weeks. There you go. You have extra time.
No, it actually works out great because I have an assignment. You have an assignment. And now Scapegoat has an assignment.
Give it a legitimate shot. And pay attention because I'm telling you, the social commentary about like branding and merchandising that they've buried in this silly story is really, really very cleverly done. And everything else is just fun. It's a good watch.
Okay.
I promise.
Okay.
All right. And du jour.
And what about...
I'm your backstory lover. I'm sorry, but what's brilliant. That soundtrack is brilliant. Rachel Lee Cook. Rosario Dawson.
I mean, none of them sang or played their instruments, but hey, neither did the Monkees for a while.
Rosario Dawson, Rachel Lee Cook, and Tyree.
Who's in
du jour? Seth Green.
Hold on.
Brett.
One of them was actually a boy band guy, wasn't he? I don't remember who the three of them were. Breckenmeyer? Oh, no. Oh, yeah, he was in it.
Yeah.
Wasn't the guy from Scrubs?
Oh, from Scrubs in it.
The black guy from Scrubs?
Yeah, Donald Faison, yeah.
And then I think the other guy was maybe actually in a boy band. Yeah,
Alan Cumming is in it. Parker Posey is in it.
Yep.
Not Parker Posey. Missy Pyle. You slept with him.
That movie is
so good.
And
I want to watch that movie now.
I know you want to put Tara Reid in the undescribable box where she belongs. This movie was before all that. It was beautifully played.
This was hot on the trails of American Pie, long before Sharknado, after Big Lebowski.
I'm just saying, there's an ex of mine right out there right now who may be listening to this show, who probably still has the ears that I gave her.
I still have the ears
to wear.
That movie is really good. So don't compare Jem and the Holograms to that.
Alone.
No holograms. This looks like just a shit.
It looks like Hannah Montana.
It does. It's exactly Hannah Montana.
Yeah. That's a great comparison. Good on you.
And my God, how big was the paycheck that they got Molly Ringwald out of mothballs to be in this flick?
Anyway.
She looks good, though.
All right, let's move on. Let's move on.
Insult followed by a compliment.
I do prefer her as a redhead, though. Just saying, not a blonde.
One other trailer, the Vacation trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I, you know, it's,
Yeah.
You know what? I'm okay with it.
You're easily impressed.
I'm not easily impressed.
Well, that's why.
Hold on. We're going to deal with this right now.
That's why.
I'm easily impressed.
That's why I'm so surprised That's why I'm so surprised right now.
I am not easily impressed. That's why.
That is why I'm
heated in here.
That is why I'm surprised by your review of several of the trailers that we've mentioned.
I can't believe you.
You thought the vacation trailer was good?
I thought it was okay. I thought it was cute.
It was not great.
Not only.
The new vacation will stand fine on its own.
That was great.
It was funny.
Not only is it a great send up of all the other vacation movies, particularly the first one, they actually got Beverly D'Angelo and Chevy Chase to be in it as the parents.
Yeah.
They got Ed Helms. It's all the people who did We're the Millers. What on earth could you not like about this movie?
What's his name, though?
John Candy? He's dead.
No. Who was the son in the first movie? It was Anthony Michael Hall,
yeah,
wasn't
because
it?
Anthony Michael Hall is like a buff creature now. He's not he's not rusty anymore.
But he was pretty... I mean, he could do comedic. He was pretty funny on Psych.
Forget Psych. But how about every other thing he did before he was Edward Scissorhands?
He was a creepy bad guy on Warehouse 13. But
exactly. The point is, I get why they didn't get it.
But Ed Helms is... I like Ed Helms.
Ed Helms... What a great choice. I think the movie the way that they send up the old movie in this movie, fantastic.
The sequence in the car.
This is like 22 Jump Street of vacation. That's what this looks like.
Of course it is. Did you ever see a vacation movie? They're all like that. They're all mindless comedy.
I don't know. You know what? For me, as long as it's funny and not just stupid. As long as it's actually genuinely funny, I don't care. I'll enjoy it. I'm sure that I'll give it a go.
I'm not saying it doesn't look good. I'm just surprised you're like this excited about all of the trailers that we've mentioned so far.
I am this excited about the ones that were good.
All right.
Okay. I wasn't excited about Gem and the Holograms. I was excited about Josie and the Pussycats.
We got a big product segment. We have one comic thing to do, but we have a couple things else we have to address in the news. So let's we have a game stuff this week too. So let's
holy
let's do
big
those
episode,
things.
Batman.
All right. All right. Fox today announced that they're doing a New Mutants film. Of course, it's going to take place in the X-Men universe. Josh Boone, the director from The Fault in Our Stars, which I did not see, is set to direct the film.
Well, we'll all be weeping then.
Hey, listen. For me, New Mutants is very important. Because if I get fucking Warlock...
You are not getting Douglock.
I am done.
You certainly are not getting Douglock out of the
Why
game.
Why not?
No,
Warlock was an original New Mutant, wasn't he?
Yes, Warlock was.
Yeah, so?
Dougie wasn't.
Wasn't he?
No. Cypher? No.
I thought he was. No,
absolutely
wasn't
not.
Wasn't until after?
Absolutely, and probably... On the scale of useless mutants, he's right there.
Oh, but he's so great. Visually, he's amazing.
When he's with Warlock.
Yeah,
yes.
All right. I want Warlock.
He's a little blonde kid. Anybody can play.
Anyway.
Skinko can play him.
Anyway.
If you were blonde and didn't have a beard.
Also, Hugh Jackman announced his retirement from Wolverine.
Fuck you, Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, from Wolverine. Wolverine
Fuck
3,
you.
It looks like, is going to be his last film.
Well, you know, it's been 17 years, and I didn't think it would last this long.
It has been 17 years, let's be honest.
No, not for nothing? Then let him do an Old Man Logan movie.
Maybe that's what Wolverine 3 will be. We don't know.
No, it's not.
We don't know. Could be.
If it is that, awesome, but I don't think it's going to be that.
Let's talk about Captain America, Civil War, everybody but Thor and Hulk.
You mean Avengers 2.5, they've been saying for a while, but it really is.
Yeah, but I mean, let's talk about the cast.
But it makes total sense, though.
No one's complaining.
No one's complaining. It's just amazing because, first of all, they threw Paul Rudd in there, which I'm surprised. I did not think that he was going to join that.
I totally thought the moment that they announced Ant-Man and what the timing was, that
I thought he was going to be in it.
I didn't think he was going to be in Civil War. I thought he would be in
now
Infinity.
This is the chance to bring him in now. Totally.
Before they get to the point
100%.
Where they're at Avengers.
This is the end of Phase 3, right? Mm-hmm. Civil War is the end of Phase 3?
No, Ant-Man is the end of Phase 3.
Right, sorry.
Civil War is the beginning of Phase 4.
No, 2.
No. Civil War is beginning two. Of phase three.
That's what I'm saying.
Beginning of phase.
Oh, sorry. My apologies.
Beginning of phase three.
Yeah. Yes. And it's fucking big.
Yeah. And
everyone is in it.
It's already in pre-production, right? I mean, they're rolling right into it. Civil War, right?
They're filming it.
Yeah. Are they filming it?
Oh, right? Yeah.
Oh, I thought they
That's were why this is out.
Okay. Also, Emily Van Camp is back as Sharon Carter. Chad Boswick is coming back, or is making his appearance as Black Panther.
Literally everyone.
Daniel Bruhl is going to be Zemo, which we kind of knew. Frank Grillo is back as Crossbones. Mm-hmm. No Hulk, no Thor, but General Thaddeus Thunderbolt Ross is in there, which totally makes sense
because
you need a good military government guy.
And is it going to be the guy from S.H.I.E.L.D.? It has to be.
What guy from
S.H.I.E.L.D.? Oh, that's not Thunderbolt Ross.
I know what you're talking about.
No, it's going to be the guy from what I'm guessing is the... I'm guessing it's going to be the guy from the Hulk movie, unless they recast him.
Wait, that was... Who was it in the Hulk movie?
William Hurt. They have recast him. It wasn't William Hurt, was it?
Was it William Hurt?
In the Ed Norton movie?
I think it was William Hurt.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And he's reprising his role.
I'm not thinking of
I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the guy who was in Heroes, who plays the general in S.H.I.E.L.D. that doesn't trust him, and then they form an unlikely...
That's not Ross.
And then they form an unlikely alliance. That's a totally other story.
I know who it is. Betty Ross's father.
Yeah. Martin Freeman has been cast in yet to be disclosed role. Is that correct?
Yes.
They haven't said who that is.
They haven't said.
And then, of course,
and then somebody else too.
Spider-Man will be in that film, but we don't know who.
Yeah,
will be playing
more and more. It seems like Asa Butterfield is probably going to be.
And of course, Tony Stark, Robert Downey Jr., and Chris Evans are in it. Of course,
yeah.
Almost made it.
This total sense that
Thor
insane.
And the Hulk are not in it, though.
Natasha Romanoff will be in it.
Well, duh.
Well, Sebastian Stan is in it.
Well, Thor's figuring
Jeremy
out.
Jeremy Renner is in it.
Thor's
Sebastian
setting
up, Stan's in. Oh yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Thor's going off to figure out Infinity War, the setup for how all that's supposed to work.
William Hurt was in. Yeah.
Right, and Hulk is
in space
or in the ocean or whatever he's doing.
I like that. Oh, sorry. Go on.
I was gonna say just real quick. Also, Anthony Mackie, Don Cheadle, Elizabeth Olsen, all in there as well. So
Vision.
Oh, and
yeah,
Bettany's in it as well.
Vision's in it also.
So everybody.
It really is Avengers 2.5.
It totally is. Yeah. I think it's going to be bigger than Avengers.
It might be.
But we know the Hulk is just because they're in it. I mean, they could be in it for 5 minutes.
Of course.
We know the Hulk is gone of his own free will, and Thor had to go deal with Thor things. So
no, it wasn't. He's going to figure out the whole plan for the Infinity Gems. That's what he does at Ultron.
Yes, I know, but he goes back to Asgard at the end of the film.
Yeah.
Because of his vision.
I'm assuming him back on Asgard is going to tie into whatever Thor 3
is.
Plus,
I'm pretty sure we saw Ragnarok in Ultron.
Yeah, I think that was part of that.
In
that
the pool
vision.
Thing with the horned dude, I think that's...
Yeah, I think all that whole vision sequence was part of that.
He also had the least screen time. Did you see that thing?
Did you know why? That was pulled. That was, there were a lot of scenes cut.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah, there were a couple Thor scenes cut. Loki scene was cut. Black Widow had the third most screen time. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. Thor had the littlest at like 14 minutes. Yeah. I was going to say something now. I forgot. Hulk. Nope. Can't remember. Oh, aren't we getting dangerously close to having to have Betty Ross make an appearance?
I think so.
And won't that be awkward for the Banner Romanoff romance that's going on.
What happened to Betty Ross at the end of the Ed Norton film?
Nothing.
She's just gone.
Yeah.
She just kind of.
She wasn't dead.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they're just gonna avoid her.
That's weird.
We'll see.
I hope we get some comments out of General Thunderbolt Ross to that effect.
That would be funny.
That would at least tie the continuity.
Yeah. Exactly. She wants nothing to do with you or some nonsense. Blah blah blah. Very quickly because
I've had my dealings
cool.
with the Hulk before.
Nintendo and Universal Parks struck a deal where Universal theme parks are going to start having rides and experience based on popular Nintendo games.
Do you know why?
Because they've been quietly, or not so quietly, depending on who you talk to, changing and getting rid of all of the Marvel rides. Because rumor is that even though the deal was for an extended period, rumor is that Disney is working hard or has already achieved the rights to get back that stuff. And actually, they already have some tentative plans to start putting some Marvel related things in the park.
Correct.
So Universal wants to get out of that business, but they've already been changing they've been changing the names of the rides. The Doom ride is going away. The Hulk ride was renamed. The Spider-Man ride is going to be reworked, is my understanding. So there you go.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm all right with that. Spider-Man Rival could be a cool Metroid-themed ride.
I think I hear the wrap-up music.
You might hear the wrap-up music. We've been going so long. Oh, what you actually hear is you getting ready to take us to the first break.
And, OG, with that, we will take our first break on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Episode 373.
Yes. Renewed, picked up, or canceled.
In some sort of order.
Hey everybody, this is John Benjamin, and you're listening to Game Stuff with Coke Logic.
Ahoy, ahoy, and welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. Wolfenstein the Old Blood is the standalone DLC for Wolfenstein the New Order, meaning you need not own the retail version to play this game. And you should play it! It's approximately an 8-hour single-player campaign, broken into two acts. And the experience runs you $20. So if you've been hearing good things about the latest Wolfenstein, The Old Blood is out now for Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC. The Witcher 3 is almost upon us, arriving next week on May 19th. The game has been scoring overblown 10 out of 10s and probably more level-headed 9 out of 10s. But the overall message is high marks for The Witcher 3, although it remains to be seen how much quality is forgiven due to the immense quantity of the game that there is. But we all find out next week on May 19th when The Witcher 3 is released on Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC. Castlevania Symphony of the Night is one of the best games ever made. You could argue the GBA games were better, but there is no Aria of Sorrow without Symphony of the Night. So stop arguing and listen. The developer of Symphony of the Night has started a Kickstarter campaign. It's a spiritual successor titled Bloodstained: Ritual of the Night. And they've already blown past their goal of $500,000 and raised $1.7 million in 2 days. And in some sort of weird, sick, trading places kind of way, the game was already financially backed. Kickstarter was only used to prove that there was a market for the game. The fanciful games that billionaires play. Bloodstained is due out sometime in 2017. And finally, pretending like nothing happened, Ubisoft announced Assassin's Creed Syndicate, set in London, 1868, and I can't think of a joke, but something about the Order 1886. You play as Jacob Fry and his sister Evie Fry, twin brother and sister. Which is really interesting, considering last year Ubisoft suddenly started taking shit for not having a playable female character in Unity. And you know the developer wanted to mumble under their breath, "We have a female character in development. This is already being addressed, you annoying piece of shit." The annual Here's How Assassin's Creed is Different is a grappling hook. If you played Dying Light, this was not only fun, but a well-deserved upgrade from climbing up countless building faces. There's also an emphasis on brawling with your fist instead of a sword. A lot of people felt burned by the quality of last year's Assassin's Creed Unity, but annual franchises have different developers with varying degrees of quality. Just remember how good Assassin's Creed Black Flag was. And Assassin's Creed Syndicate arrives this year, October 23rd, 2015, on Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC. This is Coke Logic signing off for Game Stuff.
Build the Millennium Falcon. A one-to-one replica of the original Empire Strikes Back movie prop. Working lights and stunning interior detail. Complete with a moving ramp. Build the Millennium Falcon step by step with your comprehensive build guides, die-cast metal, and highly detailed resin parts. Call now or go online to buildmillenniumfalcon.com and get started today.
And we are back! We had that lovely sponsor, of course, during the break there.
Yep, D'Agostini and Build the Millennium Falcon.
Right, buildmillenniumfalcon.com.
Right, and there's a toll-free number if you want to get your registration on.
800-323-5080.
And we're going to be talking more and more and more about that as the weeks go on. We're going to have some more material to talk about. I've started the build, so we'll have when we have the next set, we'll have pictures of the Big Kev's Geek Stuff build of that Millennium Falcon to share.
Yeah, as a quick update on that, after the show last week, I was researching it a little bit. And you know that blueprint thing?
Yeah.
That we were talking about? I saw those. Yeah.
actual size.
Yeah, so I saw photos of other guys' builds. I did some research.
Right.
And guys taking the photos of the build by placing the pieces on the blueprint.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, and it looks great. It photographs well.
All right.
So I'm throwing that out to you.
That's a great idea. Thank you, OG. That's what we'll do. You know what? I need to get a nice big clear piece of acetate.
There you go.
Put it over the top.
It'd be nice.
It would be nice.
Also during the commercial break there, or during the break, we had a new game stuff this week. Coke Logic has a new webcomic out too. I think it's NSFW comic. I'll post a link to that, but just check it out.
So you can read it at work?
On your mobile device.
I see.
Oh, is it not suitable for all audiences?
No, I think one of the jokes from today's bits involved roofies. So you might not want to read it at work. I'm just saying.
Hmm. And it's from Coke Logic.
It is from Coke Logic.
How weird.
So, check that out for sure. And comic book news this week. This was kind of big, and it's why I wanted to bring it up.
Is it converging?
It is not converging.
Is it a secret war?
Because, no, it's not a secret war either.
It would be more a secret war than a convergence.
Is it Valiant?
It is not Valiant. No, it is none of those things. No, what it is that this week, in the most recent issue of Thor, issue 8, I believe, we get the identity of the female Thor is revealed in this week's issue of Thor. So if you are reading Thor and you don't want to be spoiled, spoiler alert, it's Jane Foster. There you go. That's who it is.
Wait, really?
Yes. So Thor Odinson, something happened to him, obviously, in the lead up to this story where he was no longer worthy to wield the hammer. Someone had to come in and take the place.
Do you know what it was?
I don't recall.
Isn't he the one who killed the Watcher? Isn't that that ends up being him that killed the Watcher, I think?
So Jane Foster...
whatever that crossover was.
Is able to do it, and she's the one that's been masquerading as Thor.
Can you hold on just 1 second? Sure. I need to move the mic away from my face for a little bit.
Sure.
You suck, Marvel!
I mean, look, I haven't been reading it, so I can't comment on it one way or the other.
You don't have to read it to comment on it. You just...
It could be well written. I don't know.
You're right. It could be well written. Absolutely right.
It's been well received by the masses overall.
And the art could be beautiful. However, that doesn't change the fact that the premise is shit.
Well, the idea behind the hammer is that you have to be worthy to wield it, right?
Totally agree with you there.
Okay.
The fact that it's Jane Foster.
I don't know enough about her leading up to why she was doing it. I honestly don't
she's a character in the movies. That's why. Okay. Pandering assholes.
I don't feel comfortable talking about it because I haven't read it. I do try to read up or pay attention when I comment on it when I have an opinion.
I understand.
Not saying your opinion is valid or even wrong. I'm just saying I can't because I haven't read it. I just thought it was big news that they announced who it was.
Can I just say this? My opinion is valid. I'm just saying it is valid.
All right. That's your opinion.
No, right. No, that's a fact. No. My opinion being valid is a fact.
No.
No, it's a fact. My opinion is valid.
Listen, you've opined on the validity of your opinion, and we'll have to agree that your opinion has been opined upon. Let's move on to product.
Okay.
We have something pretty awesome in the studio this week.
We actually do.
And after the only time you can act Shakespeare properly is right now.
Yes.
Opined, really?
Opined.
Now.
Actually, I use opined.
Let's do this review in iambic pentameter.
I use opined very frequently in
Kid Robot hath sent us.
Opined good is shit. A very frequent term in the medical world. And so I use it very often in my real job. I'm just saying.
As a doctor.
Yes, as a doctor. Weird Medicine. Go to RiotCastNetwork.com.
With OG.
All right. So
this is, we're really excited. We are huge fans of Kid Robot. Last week, you know, we talked about the Batman Labbit. We still have the Joker one to talk about at some point. We'll get to it next week. I think we have a heavy product show next week. But we didn't want to skip one more minute because these are out now and we want you to be able to take advantage. This is the brand new Kid Robot. Now, what are they calling these? Just DC minis? DC Comics miniseries.
That's right.
And these are, if I can use the word, adorable.
Yes, they are 3-inch.
Right.
They are not platform, but they are 3-inch vinyl toys from Kid Robot. They are a blind box product.
Yep.
And they are, in fact, adorable.
They are adorable.
I like the designs on a bunch of them, actually.
I do, too. And
I have to tell you, with the wide variety that you get in the case here, if I may, OG, your thoughts, Black Canary.
Yes.
Dead Man.
Yes.
Which I always think is an interesting choice because I feel Dead Man is such a niche character. Anytime anything Dead Man comes out, I get it because I love Dead
Sure.
Man. And then he shows up in a series like this, which is awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Joker. Yep. Duh.
Duh.
Batman. Duh.
Right.
Flash. Superman. Cyborg.
Yep.
Who's getting a little more play these days. Wonder Woman.
Yep.
Blue Beetle.
Nice,
but not the good one.
That's all right. It's the new 52.
It's
one,
the right? new one. Yeah, yeah, it's the new Beetle. I think that's Swamp Thing.
Where
the green one?
This one?
Yeah.
Yes, I think that is.
I think that's
Swamp Thing. Does it say on the box?
I almost said Man Thing, realizing that that would be a mistake. I don't know that it says on the box. Here. They don't name that. I think it's Swamp Thing. He's got little roots coming out of him. Yeah, that's definitely Swamp Thing.
Yeah, it's gotta be Swamp Thing.
Okay, so Swamp Thing. Where'd I leave off? I don't know who is next to Swamp Thing.
Is that supposed to be the new Booster Gold?
It could be the new Booster
Gold. I think that's the new Booster Gold.
Okay. Harley Quinn.
Right.
Green Lantern.
Yes.
Green Arrow.
Of course.
And Red Hood.
Yes.
Which is another great one.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was really excited for them to do. So they're a little chibi, if you know what that means. Super deformed style.
They're stylized. They're
very stylized. They're really awesome. You get a great variety. They're blind boxed, as we said. And they come from a great company, Kid Robot, kidrobot.com. Now, I think what's great about the direction Kid Robot is going in, maybe a little bit, now that they're with NECA,
yeah,
is this kind of direction. Like, I like Labbits, and I like Dunnies, and, you know, some of the other things that they've been doing on a pretty consistent sure. basis for a long time. I really thought when they started with South Park last year for Stick of Truth, and that, I really liked the way that they were kind of branching out a little bit. This is kind of a full step in that direction.
I liked the Marvel stuff that they did with the monies, but right. But again, those were monies that were customizable. I like that these are each one is
they're already,
for the most part, individual sculpts.
Right, so, exactly.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a great lineup from Kid Robot, and definitely you should check them out.
Do you know what the retail on these is?
I think they're $12.
Is that wow? Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I think we should look that up. I thought it was like $8 or $9.
Oh, no? Really? All right, I
could be wrong, but I thought that's what it was. Either way, sir, you're getting a fine, fine product for $8 or $9 or $12. It's a great big giant piece. You're going to want each one of them. And if you don't want each one of them, you're definitely going to want the characters that you enjoy. Scapegoat, which character do you enjoy?
All of them.
Can't
decide.
I know. Scapegoat.
It's the problem. I've just been looking at that box like I want all of this. It's adorable.
That's what I thought. That's the direction I thought you were going to go in, the adorable direction. If they had a cute little fuzzy puppy one, I know that you'd want one of those.
What does that have to do with anything?
I'm just bringing it up. Because
okay.
Because you like cute things.
If there's a crypto also, I'd
okay, see, there you go. It. See, that's a good, see, you
is,
brought
is
it
Is there
back.
Still a bat dog in New 52?
I don't think so.
Right, no?
I don't remember that dog. What's that dog's name? I always forget. Killer? No, I don't remember.
No.
Well.
Dane? I don't know.
Yeah, they're 12. I'm
pretty positive. 12. All 12, right. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll tell you, considering the size of them.
Yeah, they're
and
nice
considering,
piece.
Yeah, that they have the individuality,
and
I think it's really great.
We opened up a couple of them. You know,
we did.
They've got a nice paint application. Very basic articulation, 2 points or 3 points
three
of articulation.
3 points, yes, sir.
But they're cute figures. If you're a collector of any of these figures, or if you're a Kid Robot collector, or any of these characters,
right.
For example, let's say you collect Green Arrow and Black Canary. Gotta
or
have them.
Let's say you collect, I don't know, Joker or Dead Man.
Right, you gotta have them.
Or let's say you collect...
Puppies?
I don't think puppies.
Gotta have them. Gotta have them. So,
absolutely.
So, yeah,
so definitely check
Robot
these fan, out.
You know what you're getting.
You can go to kidrobot.com and you can see them all. OG, I'm sure we'll put up some sort of photography to appropriate these. And we are very excited because we're going to be giving a bunch of these away.
Yeah, I think, though, we are going to be giving them a bunch of them away. I'm going to say stay tuned for a future episode for that contest. Because I want the current contest to... run its course, and then we'll figure out the next one.
Do you want to? You want to do that? I thought we would start it and then run it for 2 weeks, just like we were doing the other one.
But then you're going to have three contests overlapping?
No, no, no. Just one, because the other one ends like next week, right? Because that's 2 weeks.
Both of them end next. We have two that end next week.
So if we do this one now and it's 2 weeks, it's and then.
But what I'm saying is we're going to have entries coming in potentially for. Right? It, no, the other one does not end next week. The other one ends in 2 weeks.
Oh, so you want to do it after that?
Week. Yeah, I think we should announce the contest on our next show.
All right, we'll do that then.
That makes sense? Because I also want to give everybody the opportunity to enter.
I have a really good idea for this one.
All right, good.
Really good idea.
All right.
Because we have quite a few of them to give away.
Yeah, absolutely.
It can be something everybody can participate in.
Nice. Did you have anything else?
Didn't you want to do that one thing? I think we could probably knock that out.
Very quickly, I got the Hasbro 6-inch.
Let me see. I haven't seen him yet.
It's a nice figure.
Okay. Is it the Stormtrooper, but with Han's head?
It is. The paint app, at least on mine, kind of sucks. For the price that I paid for that figure, the scuffing and the chipping around the neck is sloppy. I love you, Hasbro. I really do. But it's a little sloppy, in my opinion. That being said, I'm a sucker for Han and Luke and Trooper gear. The thing that I thought about when I was playing with this figure today... Yes, I play with my figures. Is that I'm kind of excited about both Episode 7 and the exploration of the expansion of the Star Wars universe in the anthology films, because I hope that we get more troopers with unique personalities that have figures with removable buckets.
Do you know what would be a really good plot twist?
What?
If somehow the movie ends with a stormtrooper actually killing someone with a rifle.
Well, could be funny.
They actually shot someone.
Like, hopefully we'll get a John Boyega in trooper gear. Hopefully we'll get a Captain Phasma in trooper gear.
Absolutely happening.
With buckets that come off.
Yeah.
But I'd love to see some other rank and file troopers explored in a film that we actually get figures for. I think it's cool because I like the design.
It could be in Rogue One.
But it could be.
It sort of makes sense, right?
Yeah. There's the possibility for it is certainly there.
Well, Rebels, certainly. What I really like about the 6-inch series, the Black Series, the posability is just phenomenal.
Yeah, although I was really trying to have him hold the helmet under his arm.
Right.
Similar to how I have Luke posed. But because of the limit, the Luke and X-Wing gear, he's But because he's got the Stormtrooper armor on the figure, you don't have the mobility to move the arm up high enough. But that makes sense because the armor would limit your mobility a bit. So... it kind of works in a weird way. But yeah, it's a great figure. I mean, I like it. I just think the paint app is sloppy for what I paid for it.
I don't see where you're seeing that.
There's, if you look around his neck, right? There's a bunch of like white scuffing underneath the collar when the collar moves and stuff like that. It's like the black is just gone or it wasn't fully painted.
Oh, I see it now.
And for me, now that I know it's there, I see it every time I look at the figure. You know how that is.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and you're like, God damn it to hell. So anyway, you know what else I know
like,
is there?
It's kind of like trying
the to... The wrap-up music?
Oh, wow.
I hear it.
Silly rabbit, segues are for kids.
It's a playing. Finish what you were saying.
No, I'm good.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening to this long episode of Big Heads Geek Stuff.
We do appreciate it.
Don't forget, you can check us out online at bkgeekstuff.com. You can also find us on Twitter... at GeekStuffOG, at BKGeekStuff, and at ScapegoatGS. Of course, there is the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And I'm sorry, I was already thinking ahead of what I had to say next, which is the two contests we have going on.
Yes.
From now until noon on May 27th, all voicemails that we receive will be entered into the Free Comic Book Day Swag Box contest. In addition to that, the Dalek R2-D2 mashup contest is still open. Those trivia questions, again, go back to last week's episode. Listen to those trivia questions. I gotta tell you right now, there's already like a good number of entries. There's probably like, there's a lot of entries. There's a lot more than I thought, to be honest with you. And that's not because it's not a great piece. Like, it's an epic piece. I just didn't think... I don't know. I was surprised by the number of entries. So
cool.
So you have competition. Get it in your entries. You have 2 weeks to do that as well.
Do it.
And of course, during our next episode, we're off next week, but during our next episode, we'll announce the following contest, which is the Kid Robot Contest.
Right.
Use the Amazon button. Use the PayPal button. And I think that's it.
And we got even more. We got even more contests. We're going to be doing contests out the wazoo.
Is that a thing?
Wazoo? We also want to do a little tease.
Yes.
Do a little tease for the upcoming episode. We're going to be doing a lot of talking about his lordship, the Suck Lord.
Oh, yes, yes.
So we're going to be talking a lot about the Suck Lord and his impact on the society.
Also, very quickly in the events portion of our show.
Yeah.
This weekend
is
the Atlantic City Comic Book Show, right?
Right. Atlantic City Comic Con, maybe something.
Yeah, it's ACBD or Atlantic Boardwalk Comic
something. Atlantic City Boardwalk Convention, ACBC.
Which I think you might be going to.
Right? I'm definitely going.
Okay. And then I, and possibly Scapegoat, although unconfirmed at this time, will be checking out, I think, the Steampunk World's Fair, which starts Thursday, I think. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh.
So that's going on this weekend as well. Check out the steamparkworldsfair.com for information on that. And the Atlantic City Comic Book Show as well. I'll
post when are you guys gonna go to that?
I'm going on Saturday, because that's the only day I can go.
And when are you going?
Don't know yet.
Oh,
so there you go. So check that out. If you're at either of those shows, look for us. Come and say hello.
Yes.
I'll have some buttons with me at the Steampunk World's Fair. So if you're a fan and you find me, ask for a button. I'll give you one.
Good opportunity for us to say an unannounced guest at the Atlantic City Con, Bruce Boxleitner, who you may know from such films as Tron, where he portrayed the character Tron, and also Babylon 5, which he was the star of, I think, for a little bit. Will be signing at the Boom Studios booth because he's one of the co-creators of the brand new steampunk
Lantern book. City.
Lantern City. This week, yeah. So you definitely, if you're going to be down there, you definitely want to check that out. That is exactly where you'll find me for at least the first portion of my day. So yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
Very cool. And with that, Big Kev.
Yes, and with that, OG, we will bring this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff to a close. The way we end some episodes of this program by saying, troll the respawn, Jeremy.